Welcome to another episode of the Alki Show. I'd like to shout out the previous winners since I never, you know, put them up on the podcast. The Alki Show Canvas giveaway went to Skim Up 27. The Dual Easy Tech and his giveaway went to Bangs World. Following episode, we had Over, Onski, and Keps, and that went to Surrenderella. The Smog episode giveaway went to Mr. Wesso. The WF interview with Just 9 Volts and the crew went to What You Mean, What Do I Mean, if I said that right. I want to thank everybody for entering the contest and supporting the show. Much respect to all of you. Big shout out to my man George at All The Right. Make sure you give him a visit. He's at 9130 Corona Avenue in Elmhurst. Make sure you pick up that Speed Paint. No joke. MTN Speed. That's right. Best pigment in the paint game today, in my opinion. And I'd like to shout out my fallen brother Payne. Not a day goes by. Big shout out to Zeus, King Bell V for his new release, and Rack Productions for putting it together. Damn, this old shit is good. I love this old music. Makes me want to bomb. Yeah. But, come on, bring it on back in so I can finish this up. Here we go. I want to shout out to the Vandalauer. I want to wish him a happy anniversary, going a year strong. Fax on Wax, E. Sinatra, and DTF Radio, and the whole crew out there, Knock 718. Big shout out to Popo, DTF crew. Another shout out goes to Stickified, Smut Life, my man In The Cut, TYO Toys, Duel, BPLA, Scam Dust. Big shout out to Coop Graffiti. Make sure you check out their website, legendsthursday.com. They're doing their own graffiti thing out there too. Check out my man LTF New York City for some dope hats and t-shirts on top of that. And just to keep it going, big shout out to my brother Reps for rocking the new O2C design, which is available on www.aftercrash.com. And everybody else out there in sticker land and graffiti land and all the other shit going on, the Alki Show is just getting better, better, and better. Better, better, and better. My next guest is not a mystery, even though his tag may sound like one. But I got to give this guy props. I don't know his insides and outs, but I'm going to introduce to you Darks. What's up, Darks?
What's going on, man? How are you, Alki?
Not bad, not bad. I'm actually glad you accepted to come on to the show, and we're looking forward to getting the lowdown on
right on
the insides and outs.
All right.
Basically, what year did you start?
Well, I started looking at graffiti like in the early '90s, like mid '90s.
Right.
You know, I used to live on a 7 train, so I used to just ride a train just see all these tags and shit. So like, you know, got into it, started looking at it, and then picked up a can around like 97 or so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's based when I first hit a wall with one.
Did you come out solo, a partner, or?
When I first came out, I was kind of just hitting the 7 train by myself, you know, like just hitting rooftops and shit like that, you know, just staying local, and then started to branch out. You know, I had a couple bombing partners I was starting with, but like, you know, they ain't really writing no more, and one of them I don't fuck with no more like that.
Right. That's the story of every graffiti writer's life, basically.
Yeah, you know, you always got that one that you used to rock with, and then, like, all of a sudden, you know,
falls off the face of the earth.
Yeah, you just find out he's no good, you know, so just drop niggas like bad habits, ain't no thing.
So I guess you had, you know, good and bad experiences with writers, but, you know, I've seen you in the mid-90s. I definitely confirm that. I still see you doing your thing today.
Yeah.
I see a lot of rooftops still to this day. Stompers is what I used to call them, Blockbusters.
Yeah.
DKSs or Darks,
yeah.
Full, you know, straight out. I mean, Back in my day, I mean, I used to do, let's see, about three cans to fill in, two to outline, the size that you're doing. I got to say, you know, if you were using the old paint, it's probably the same, but you're going through a lot of paint.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, you know, if I know I'm going to do a big spot, I'm just rock out some bucket paint, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, usually I like to do the old Rusto cans, you know?
So Rusto is the...
Rusto was the main one, you know, but like when you're doing those hot boy street spots like the Lansing, shit like that, it is better to have like the Montana or like those tall boy chromes, you know?
Right.
You know, some, at first I thought it was like cheating when I first started using those. Like, this shit ain't right, man.
Because
like,
it was too easy, right?
Yeah, they're like, this is too easy to rock with these, man. I could rock. This shit would have taken me like 30 minutes back in the day with Rustos, and now I'm rocking out in like 5 minutes, you know? But at the same time, you know, there's more police out on the street now. You know, there's more snitches, more out of town yuppies and all these fucking faggots out there, like,
yeah,
you know, like fucking calling the cops for anything. So the risk is higher now. So I feel like, you know, the fact that you got the paint that helps you rock faster, mm-hmm, it's still about even. You know what I mean?
Right. But with you know, you nailed it on the head with a lot of cops and all of that other shit, surveillance cameras, the whole nine yards. I mean, you know, I used to like bombing with one guy. For the simple fact that, which was my partner knew back in the day, you know, we would just go and we would look out. And then at one point in time, we didn't even bother with the looking out. We just hit shit. We didn't give a fuck. But today, you know, what's your technique? I mean, do you have a lookout? Do you just go solo?
I mean, when I first started rocking, I was doing rooftops. My main thing was just going solo, because like, if you're doing a rooftop and you're carrying a ladder up there, if you got people coming up on the stairs that you walk around the rooftop, more people making more noise.
Right.
So especially if I'm doing rooftops or like train tunnels, I like to go dolo, you know, like less tunnel, less paint going through the tunnels, you know, like less, you know, shit to smell for people to call cops and notice.
Right.
So certain spots I like rocking dolo, but like if I'm doing like some hot boy street corner, I might have a lookout. You know, maybe bring my shorty with me, you know, show her looking out, like have her across the street, you know, looking all fine and shit. Cops drive by to look at her, not me, like rocking that film across the street, you know what I mean?
I like that. That's good. That's good.
Or, you know, there's times I've rocked shit on like 42nd Street and like, you know, 2nd Avenue, like broad daylight, you know, but because the crowd is so thick on the sidewalk and everyone's got their head in their phones or in their newspapers, you know, like the cops drive by on the street, the crowd's so thick, they can't even see you hitting the gate.
That's a good point. I definitely like that. Yeah, maybe I should consider that myself.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I mean,
it's worked every time.
Now it's like, you know, I'll catch my tags here and there. You know, I got a couple of spots that I like to hit, and you know, normally I got my boy JR. He's got spots. He's like, come on, let's go paint, and you know, we'll hit something real quick. But yeah, you know, I'm looking to drop serious. You know, maybe not on a loud scale, but something where I accumulate credits, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm doing the show and everything, and website, I really can't, you know, blow it up like that. But, you know, if they're listening, who gives a fuck? Got to catch me first. That's the way I look at it. So were you into, like, the racking game? I mean, today we have the opportunity to buy paint at, you know, at All the Right.
Uh-huh.
You know, and other good spots out there in the city. Shout out to Scrapyard and Lowbrow, tough city up in the Bronx, and all of that other stuff. And I mean, what do you prefer if you're paying for it?
I mean, if I'm paying for it, I mean, I'm never really paying for paint because it's not like I get my money in 9 to 5. You know what I mean? So like, you know, it's like whatever. It's like still kind of racking to me. Like whatever.
So what do you like to rack? I mean, I love all kills.
Yeah, the kills are the shit. I fucks with those. But I like those tall boy Rustos.
Mm-hmm.
Those 30% more blacks and those silvers. Those shit are fire. So I fuck with those.
Yeah.
So when I rack, I just, you know, go out of state, get my thing out there, and just fuck with those. But, you know, I got homies that work in spots where they sell paint, or like, you know, they got hookups for the paint, so I get you the shit for free. But like, you know, since day one, I never really like paid for paint out of like...
Well, I don't like paying for paint either, but... You know, like I said, with today, I mean, you could go online, you could order every type of fat cap, skinny cap, you know, fire extinguisher type of shit. Mm. You know, it's a different world. I mean, what do you think is different today compared to yesterday, back in the 90s?
As far as painting?
As far as paint and the scene itself.
As far as the scene itself is, you got, like, way too many people now just trying to, like, hop in the game and hop out. Like, you know, back then people was, like, more about writing. Like, I felt like it was more true and from the heart when people were out painting, you know, like people really out to like rep their crews and like, you know, rep their neighborhood. And now these motherfuckers coming out with like these corny ass letters and these like whack ass characters and like stencil graph. I fucking hate stencil graffiti.
Yeah, I can't understand that. Not for nothing. That stencil shit, it seems like it's more work than actually bombing itself.
It's just not like real graph, you know what I mean? Too many people like trying to make this shit look too pretty these days, you know what I mean? Like dress it up in a suit, like keep that shit old school, like a fucking camel suit and Timberland boots type shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, drippy paint, fucked up outlines, yeah, you know, man, that type,
you know,
of
like
shit.
Just people just trying to make shit look too cute, you know? It's like, yeah. The graph is not about that. It's not about doing, like, you know, pretty shit. It's about getting your name up and fucking shit up, you know what I mean?
Tell me about the crews, crews you roll with, so the listeners know.
Well, straight up, like, my number one crew is BTM, you know? I rock with them, those are all my homies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we ride or die for each other all day. You know, I got DFM, you know, FUH, BBT, you know, BS crew. You know, just motherfuckers that I know for a minute, you know, like I don't jump on new crews like that, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm not fam with you and like all the people in the crew, like I'm not really trying to push your crew. It's not like, you know, people meet me like, oh, you cool, you up, like, you know, push my crew. Like, nah, bro, it ain't like that, you know?
Right.
If you ain't trying to put your neck out for me and I ain't trying to put my neck out for you, like, there's no point in pushing a crew.
Absolutely.
People take that shit way too lightly these days, like pushing a crew, you know, like, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm down with this crew. Like, I want to be down with them because they're up, like, or, you know, or they're famous. Like, I don't give a fuck the most famous crew come up to me and ask me to be down. If I don't know them and I don't feel them like that and not my homies, like, I ain't pushing your crew. Simple as that, you know?
Okay. That's fair enough. I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, I've been put down with a lot of crews. I put some guys down with the crew as well. And it's true, though. Back in the day, it was basically, you know, you were down, you grew up together, you stole together, got fucked up together.
Got arrested together.
Yeah, the whole nine yards.
Got away together, you know, like.
Today, it's more of a trendy thing, I guess. It's like when the yuppies moved in, and now, what do we call them, hipsters?
Hipsters.
So many fucking different names for these people, but. Do you like the actual art scene, or you could give two shits about it?
Well, like gallery art scene, or like the street art kind of thing?
The street art gallery, the art gallery. I mean, the art gallery I like as well. I mean,
you know what? I'm a big fan of art. I appreciate art, but not like when people like try to take graffiti and like make it into like this art form, and They try to be like, oh, this is graph, but it's not really graph. And they're doing it all legal and they consider themselves bombers. Like, I don't like that shit. Like, if you're doing art, like, more power too. Like, if you're doing legal walls and shit, like, that's dope. I can't piece like most niggas that do pieces, you know? Like, I'm not that nice with it.
Right.
So, like, I could respect a piecer for his art. But when they, like, piece legally and try to say they're, like, you know, quote-unquote writers, like, real writers, supposed to be, like, illegal shit, you know? So if you say you're a writer and you're doing just legal walls, like, I can't really respect you for that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not, I can't vibe with that.
Well, I respect the guys that put the work in and do legal walls, but.
Yeah, I do
too. You know,
more
like a Bansky type of shit. That's, you know, to me, that's still bullshit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And like it's that. Funny, Tracy168 had mentioned that Bansky is not one person. He said it's like a.
Well, yeah, he's got a bunch of assistants that do the shit for him. You know what I mean? Like, half the work out there, he doesn't even put up himself. So it's like, you ain't even really putting in that work, homie, like, you know? And when he came to New York and did that, like, whole, like, you know, Bansky comes to New York bullshit. Like, half the spots he did, he got permission for.
Oh, absolutely.
But he made him look legal. And that's like, I can't respect that. When you say you bomb him,
it's funny you said that, because I used to, last year or whenever it was, I was parking in the Battery Park parking lot on right by Rector Street and Greenwich, if you're familiar with the area.
Yeah.
So I park, I actually park my bike out there, and I'm walking and I catch a light. You know, like a disco strobe light type of shit. And I look, and it's coming out of the actual parking garage, and it's focusing down on the wall, and there was a Bansky character. I don't remember what the character was. And I'm saying to myself, if this guy hit this shit, how the fuck does he have a light dancing on the wall? So that's basically when I started, you know, people were talking shit about it to begin with, who had their opinion, who thought it was great and whatnot. But when I caught that light, because it was still dark out, and I caught the light going off of his work, that's when I was like, well, this is stage shit. You know, it is bullshit.
Like, you can tell he's in it, like, on some main street. He's in it for the money, you know? He's not in it for, like, the passion for, like, you know, the putting illegal shit up on the walls.
But there you go saying he. maybe it wasn't
Iggy.
Yeah,
he or them, you know, like
it's the crew, whatever you want to call it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I agree. You know, it's more power to him. He's making money, but
yeah, and I've seen some of his shit. Some of his shit makes like dope political statements, and you know, I fucks with that. But like, basically, what I'm saying is, don't claim to be something you're not.
Right.
Don't
right.
claim to be a bomber when you're just a piecer.
Right.
Don't claim to be a graffiti writer when you're a graffiti artist. You know what I mean?
Right. And you break them down into categories like that, and why? I mean, look, I don't know you personally like that. I've seen your work. But to me, what stood out the most from what I remember to this day is you pretty much rocked a lot of black fill-ins with white outlines or vice versa.
Yeah.
Your DKS was signature, you know, like a patent type of thing. And for years, I seen your work. Never, you know, I finally got the chance to meet you a couple of weeks back, and here you are on the show, and I appreciate that as well. So,
sure.
I consider you like a blockbuster type of guy. Like, I can't recall tags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never fuck with tags that much. I'm like, if I'm going to get caught for doing something, I'm going to get caught for doing a big spot or a film. Like, I hate to get caught for putting up a stick. I never fuck with stickers.
Right, right.
I hate to get caught for putting up a sticker or just a tag.
And I think you could get away with putting up a sticker better than you can, you know, getting caught with cans.
It's
and
just
shit,
like, you know, getting caught with like the stickers on you, then it's evidence of who you are. You
right.
know? So like, just, you know, fill-ins and stompers. That's it. And, you know, black and white. Like, that was my I do colors here and there, but I like black and white the most. Like, I think just trying to keep graffiti like the rawest form, like black, white.
Right.
You know, illegal.
And you're still doing that because, like I said, I mean that's basically what I used to like to do myself. So I see a lot of your, you know, your technique is basically what I actually like to do myself back in the 90s and early 80s. But any advice to like the new writers out there? What can you give them as advice?
As advice, like,
you know, new right, guys that are listening
all,
to the show.
If,
and
if you're coming up and you're working out some letters and you're starting to go on the streets, practice your letters at home. Don't come out and hit the streets with some whack-ass, corny-ass letters. Like, if you're going to come out, practice your shit at home in your backyard or something. Like, get some kind of flow. Get some kind of style going.
Get a nice piece of plywood in your backyard.
Yeah, something, man. Just don't come out and start practicing on the walls. Like, get something. Right.
But did you actually come out and say, wow, my shit is the shit?
Well, I was hitting a lot of, like, dead tracks and like shit like that. So that was what I was probably sounding like, you know, train
right.
tracks or whatever. Like, no one would see that shit. And, you know, like, I look at my shit from, like, you know, the late 90s or whatever and even early 2000. I'm like, damn, that shit was kind of garbage and shit, you know?
Yeah, well,
like,
for back in the day, it was probably some good shit.
Yeah, I mean, my shit wasn't, like good looking back then, you know? Some people don't even like my feeling now. Some people don't even like my throwy now. They're like, oh,
listen,
I don't like that DKS.
You know,
I'm not
like,
feeling it.
Your fingerprints are your fingerprints. And I say your letters are your fingerprints. So, to one person, it may be ugly. To one person, it may be the fucking hottest shit out there. But I'm a true believer in you got to be satisfied in what you're doing. And I respect all people that put time into the game itself. But there are seriously some fucking whack people out there.
Yeah.
You know,
so
those people need to stay
home and practice. And there's people that have been doing it for like 10 years, and their film still looks like they just started yesterday. Like,
yeah. I gotta agree with that.
But if your shit is ugly and you're up a lot, then, you know, all right, you know, you can slide on that. But if you suck and you're not up, then, like, just fucking quit or stay home and practice or wait till you get some more motivation, like, really go out and paint. Like,
oh, I hear that.
More often, you know?
So, I mean, do you like making money off of graffiti? I mean, I'm sure if you put some canvases.
I've sold, like, a couple canvases, like, maybe, like, 6-7 canvases my whole life. I've done a couple, like, you know, store signs for people, but.
Did you ever sell that wet napkin at the bar? I like that. See, I pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, like, I got some cans for sale. Like, you know, I was selling for like $500 a G or something. But like, I'm not really like desperate to sell them. Like, I got my bread up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to like sell cans. But I would like to get into, you know, like the gallery scene if I could sell them for like a good amount of money. But I'm not trying to like just sell cans for like $50, $100, like
right,
type
right.
Of shit. Like, if I'm gonna get into it, I'm gonna get into it for real.
Well, I gotta agree with you on that. But, you know, me personally, I actually put out a $10 canvas, an 8x10, just to get people to buy it, to have a piece of, you know, work. I'm not hungry for money. You know, yeah. Listen, like I'm gonna die one day, you know, and maybe those canvases will be worth money, you know, then. But, you know, I think me being a graffiti writer, other than being a graffiti writer, I have four kids. I know it's tight. You know, there's so many bills to pay. You know, back in the day, you walk around with a couple of hundred, you were good. Now, a couple of hundred, you know, two days, it's you know, it's gone. So, you know, I see what canvases are going for. So I decided just to do a simple canvas. You know, I put them up for $10. I sold a lot of them, mm-hmm. you know, but I understand what you're saying, like, with the comment that you had made. You know, I'll give you a wet bar napkin for $20. But at the same time, I like to give back, but shit, I would love to sell a fucking canvas for $1,000.
Yeah, I would too, you know? Like,
I mean, I'm not hating on that.
I sold for was like $5 now, you know? That was pretty cool, you know?
Right, right.
It's one of the homies. I mean, for the homies, I'll do them shit for free, or, you know, whatever, like cheap price, but like.
Do you have a website?
I had an Etsy website that I was selling shit on, but I kind of lost the password and shit, so.
So why don't
there
you
goes that.
Why don't you just get someone to sell your stuff or get a website up?
I actually got a show coming up in a couple weeks at some wine bar in like Clinton Hill. I don't know the exact details. I'm about to go talk to Duke tomorrow, but I'm going to have some shit up in there, and it's probably going to be for sale. So, you know, I'll give you guys an update on that. You can
Absolutely.
Throw on your website, you know, let people know to come through.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
I'll definitely push it for you. That's not an issue. If anybody don't know, follow Darks at his Instagram account, Darks New York City, I believe
that's
it is.
That's right, that's
right. I got a lot of people I follow, so I'm glad I didn't fuck that up since we are taping. So make sure you give Darks a follow on Instagram, and, you know, he'll keep you updated on the show. Actually, you could shoot me a text, too. If I'm available, I'll definitely come out to support.
For sure.
And any writers that you actually... You know, I mean, me, I had my you know, Dondi, Fuzz One, Angel Duster, and, you know, there were a lot of inspirations to me. Mm-hmm. When you, being that you were on the 7 line, which you weren't too far from my neighborhood, what were the, you know, what were your inspirations or writers that, like, you
that
know.
Influenced me, that got me into
yeah,
that.
You know, you had to see one that got you amped up.
Yeah, there was a few, because, like, when I first started running Train Scene Graffiti, like, all I saw was, like, random like scribbles and bubble letters, like,
right.
You know, I didn't know that there was like some kind of reputation that everyone has like a tag. You know, I thought it was just like random people writing random shit.
Right.
Didn't think it meant nothing. And then there was a couple people that was doing like straight letters that I would see like those like NATO, you know, like Bruise tag.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like these like Clark, you know, they're all doing like big ass.
Shout out to Clark.
Yeah, you
brother.
Know, big ass. They're all doing like big ass straight letters on the 7 line, and I'd see, you know, like. Bruise, attack, NATO, you know, like,
right.
I'd be like, oh shit, there's repetition to this. People like writing a name up. And that's when I started noticing that, you know, one person has one tag. And like, the fact that these people that are doing straight letters caught my eye, I'm like, I'm gonna rock like that too. Like, cause I didn't notice all these little tiny fillings. I don't know who the fuck they were, couldn't read that shit, you know, but these dudes that are doing these big ass letters and these big ass blockbusters on the 7. I'm like, that's how I'm going to rock. I'm going to rock so big and so, like, clean letter that, like, your fucking grandma could see my shit and be like, oh, what's that dark shit on the train? You know what I mean?
I
like,
hear that. I
you know,
hear
so,
that.
So, like, I want regular people to be able to read my shit.
So, since you basically started out off of the 7 line, Rooftops, I mean, I know you've seen Crush Proof killing shit and, you know, TN, Clark's crew and all of the fellas. Yeah, you ever meet up with any of those guys or...
No, I mean, you know, like, text my homie and shit, you know, I'd be chilling with him, you know, like...
Tech BS crew?
Yeah. But, I don't know, most of these other cats, I never really cared to meet writers, you know, like, most writers that I know, I actually knew before I started writing and before, you know, like, they knew I was writing anything, so, like, my nigga Poke, rest in peace, you know, like, I knew that motherfucker since I was, like, 8 years old, you know, and, like,
mm-hmm.
I knew him as Chris, you know, I didn't know him as Poke, I didn't know he wrote or nothing, we just chill, we smoke blunts and shit. And, you know, like, just come, like, 2001, 2002, I've been, like, crushed shit for a minute. And then one day he comes up to me, he's like, yo, someone just told me that you write darks. I'm like, yeah, why? You write too? He's like, yeah, nigga, Poke. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Because we never chill on no graffiti shit. We're just, like, you know, just chilling, like, hanging like homies, you know?
That's some funny shit.
And then, like, you know, we paint a couple times together and shit, you know? But, like, most of my homies I know like that, like, I just know through, like... just regular life, not like, you know, writing and shit. Like, I never cared to like go out and like meet a certain writer that I like or whatever. Like, tell you the truth, I never even pay attention to most graffiti.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's understandable. I was the same way.
I go out and do my thing. I notice like my homies' tags. Like, I notice my homies' pen tag on like a street pole, you know, while I'm walking by. There'll be like some big ass blockbuster somewhere. Like, I don't know who it is, never seen it before, but it's like I pay no attention to that shit. I pay attention to my shit and my homies' shit.
So you're pretty much like the horse with the blinders. You just keep
it
moving.
Yeah, you know.
I hear you.
I care about my crew and, you know, my crew's graffiti. That's it. Like, fuck everyone else. I don't care. Like, if you're up, whatever, more power to you, but, you know, I'm not impressed by it. I don't give a shit. Graffiti's for me and my team. That's it. That's what I do.
All right. That's a nice way of putting it. I mean, you know, you could just be like, fuck everybody, you know, I'm the shit type of shit, but...
Not that I'm the shit, but, you know,
No. I mean, the way you're phrasing it is basically everything you're telling me just reminds me of the 80s and the 90s because... That's what graffiti was to me back then.
Yeah, like repping your hood, repping your
crew. I mean, I never really... I mean, I had a lot of influences and inspirations and, you know, people that I would say, damn, you know, that's some dope shit. But once I started painting, I really didn't give a fuck about anybody else. When I started bombing...
You're so hype on your own shit, right, you know? Like,
I mean,
fuck everybody else.
I never thought there would actually be a history on graffiti. You know, when I meet people all the time now, and they would tell me stories or that they had met me or I had hit a black book. And I was like, wow, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's kind of cool because I never really thought of the future impact. I just thought of the impact that moment.
And how it made you feel.
That day. And it was that adrenaline rush, like getting high or you know, knees knocking when you're getting ready to rack paint. You know, that's what it was like to me.
That's my favorite part of
shit. And the way you're putting it is, you know, you're saying it the way I remember it. It should be the way it was and the way it is. So, you know, I give it to you. You got a lot of old school credentials going for you, and you know, a lot of people today is, you know, they're more about, you know, the internet. And that type of shit.
I mean, I follow, like, some Instagram shit, that's it, but, like, fuck all that internet shit, like, you know?
Yeah, well, the Instagram, it's got its ups and its downs.
Too. And magazines are, like, such a, like, bad portrayal of, like, what shit is, like, in New York, especially, like, all these magazines that come from, like, Germany and shit, and they take pictures of, like, Soho, and that's it. And they don't hit, like, Brooklyn, they don't hit the Bronx, they don't hit Staten.
That's because they're, like, on a tour guide type of shit. They don't know anything else. That's the deal with that. But
Like, I believe the internet and, like, magazines, like, misrepresent graffiti a lot. Like, I don't like... Like, they don't get to, like, the real truth. Like, who's really up? Who's really up in the cuts? Like, who's...
Well, I got to give it to Videograph back in the day.
Videograph. That's what's up,
they,
you know?
They actually were, like, your lookout while they were videoing type of shit. You know, it was raw.
Yeah. And my nigga Menos, he's dropping some dope videos, too. I don't know if you heard of him. The Fuck Graph videos.
Oh, yes. And actually,
you know, he got
actually
some dope
I have
videos,
episode
you know?
One.
If you only got that shit, you need to go out there and cop that shit. They got Fuck Graph.
Absolutely. For real. But with this giveaway, I am giving away... the first video.
Oh, tight. Hell yeah.
From Fuck the Graph, Menos. Big shout out. And shout out to BZ that put me on to it. So, yeah, that's kind of cool that you brought it up. I'm glad we're going to be giving that away next week.
Well, shout out to my nigga Menos, FUH.
There you go. Right. Big shout out to Menos. I always loved that fucking circular
People
joint.
People be hating on that shit, but I dig it, man.
Nah.
Like
when I actually met Menos, I told him, I was like, yo, dude, I remember when you were dropping those fucking circles. And he just looked at me like, really? And seriously, I did have a good eye, you know, and I do remember a lot of people that were unique. And to me, that was pretty unique. That Menos was shit.
Yeah,
the shit.
I was digging
Not
it.
Shit, right. The shit.
Yeah, for real, still is.
So, big shout out to Menos, and hopefully we'll get him on the show one day. And, so whoever's listening now, the giveaway, we'll be giving away some nice goodies. Video one from Fuck the Graph is going to be included in that giveaway. And once again, thanks to Fuck the Graph. So with the nice shout out to Menos and the dope video, if you are interested, hit Menos up on his Instagram.
I think it's like Menos FUH.
Yeah. Menos FUH, yeah. And you know, give the guy some support.
Yeah,
cop some videos.
Hey, taking videos from, like, you know, some real graphics, you know, some folks in the Bronx.
Yeah, Absolutely.
Like downtown Manhattan, you know, writers, you know, that just hit like the fame spots.
Right, right. I mean, listen, I like giving away shit too, but you know, people could support, you know, hit my fucking website, buy a truck book, you cheap fucks out there.
Yeah, man.
Buy a t-shirt and all of that. But yeah. What else you have planned? I mean, I know in my blood there's paint mixed in it.
Yeah.
And you know, we all get older, you know, as every day goes by. I don't think I could ever say I'll stop.
Yeah, I keep saying that shit, man. Like, sometimes I'll stop for, like, a few months or so, and then, like, I'll just be moving shit out in the closet or something. Like, you know, I'll drop a box on a spray can, and some fucking spray mist come out, and I smell that shit. It goes right to my brain. I'm like, ah, I'm painting tonight.
That's it. It's like a it's like a hit.
Yeah, it's like fucking being old fucking junkie and just getting a little hit of that fucking
That's a good way of putting it, because you know what?
It's like, you know,
I feel the same way.
That shit gets you high.
Me, my problem is you know, with the graph and everything, I used to love certain type of music, and I try not to listen to that music. I'll actually listen to Q104.3. You know, I love classic rock, but if I put on the old school joints, that to me is like a trigger. And you know, if like I get in my I got an old Volkswagen. If I get in there, I got all my music in there, and I don't drive it, because if I do and that music goes on, I'm ready to go cause fucking damage. Yeah, I mean, maybe I should drive it a little more often.
Yeah,
but
you should.
That's a trigger.
Let's go drive that shit right now.
That's a trigger. So, what was like the you know, you had a certain type of music. I mean, that amped you up.
You know, I always liked playing that KRS track, writing my name in graffiti on the wall. You know, that always got me hyped.
KRS. He actually wrote.
But you know, like. My music gets me hype when I'm out painting. Just like, you know, I rock some like Mobb Deep, you know, or like some Slayer, or like, you know, just some shit that got like some real like, you know, behind it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of the old school shit. I mean, I could go down to, you know, Kool G Rap and Polo, and you know, Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One. But yeah, that to me, I mean, it's like hip hop. Or rap, whatever way you want to categorize it, and graffiti go hand in hand.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the elements.
With the B-Boys and, you know, like Rocksteady Crew and all of that type of good shit. What were your, what's like one of your favorite graph type of movies? I mean, mine's Star Wars.
I fuck Star Wars, and I mean, even though just one movie's not like mostly about graph, I like The Warriors, you know?
That's funny. I watched The Warriors last night.
Yeah, The Warriors, that's a good one, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think they wanted it to be a graph type of thing, and what was the little guy's name with the big afro? He had the red spray can.
Fuck, I forget. But the guy, he
put a W on a tombstone. That was it.
Yeah. That was basically all the graffiti that was in there, but, you know. They were fighting for turf, and, you know, they were marking their territory.
I actually couldn't make out some of the graph on the trains. I mean, I caught a couple of letters that, you know, that you could see, but I really couldn't make out, you know, and I can't remember any really, but that if that had more graffiti in it, I think that would have been a better movie, even though it's still a great movie to begin with. But, yeah. You got any shout-outs? I know you're pretty busy guy. And
shout out just to everyone in my BTM crew, you know, DFM, FUH, BBT, BS, you know, rest in peace to all my dead homies, you know, like, you know.
Can't forget them.
You know, Next, Jade, Poke, you know, my homie Animals just passed recently, you know, my homie Vote from SF.
Ah, Too Mean passed away too.
Yeah, man, you know.
The other day, and so many people are dying. It's a sin.
Yeah, you know, it's a sad thing. But, you know, I always remember, you know, I throw up the tags every time I'm bombing. I throw at least one of them up every time, you know, like I stay throwing the name ups, you know, like they're still with me, you know.
Right.
Like I rock my tag and their tag, like they're looking out for me while I'm catching a tag, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I don't write like the rest in peace. I just like throw them up like they're with me, you know what I mean? Like I hate doing that rest in peace, because that means they're gone. I try to write the tag like they're still alive. That's why I keep them alive.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, you know, I got my little notes, and, you know, my boy Payne passed away a couple of months back. And I agree with you. I'm not going to say that rest in paint, rest in peace anymore.
Yeah.
You know, too many people I know passed away, you know, and it's like saying goodbye when you really shouldn't, because, you know.
Yeah, just keep them alive. Keep throwing them up.
There's a flip side. There's definitely a flip side out there. So,
right.
You know, with that being said, you know, everybody out there, keep your heads up, keep the game going, and Darks, and, it was definitely a pleasure on my end.
All right.
Any last words?
All you new kids coming out, man, if you're going to get into this painting shit, don't be a rockin' hot for one summer coming out, bombing the shit out of shit, and then you're fucking gone off the face of the earth. I got no respect for you in and out motherfuckers that hop in and out the game. This shit ain't a game, nigga. This is a lifestyle, bro. Either in it to win it or you fucking not.
And if you wanna.
And one more thing, all you niggas I got beef with that just go over me and won't show up and fight me, fucking man the fuck up and come fight me, nigga.
That's it. Stop
playing that
pussy
shit going over me, not trying to fight. Fucking hate y'all niggas like that. Love y'all, bro. Peace.
Peace. Big shout out to Darks, BTM. Pleasure meeting you. I hope you enjoyed another episode of the Alski Show. Once again, big shout out to my brother George at All The Right. Make sure you come down and cop some paint, some gear. And once again, congratulations to King Delvey and Rack Productions. Check out their video, New York. Shout out to Just, my daughter Chia, the OTC crew. And we out like a trout, bitches. Get down with
peace,
the king.
Niggas.
That's what's up.
BTM.
That's what's up.